to rebuild or not to rebuild? That's the question facing city leaders in Bentonville concerning the Lake Bella Vista Dam. Despite the name, the dam belongs to the city of Bentonville. It was reopened to foot traffic just a couple of weeks ago after that part of the Lake Bella Vista Trail was closed following spring floods. It wasn't the first time the dam has flooded in recent years, and city officials say a new dam wouldn't stop flooding either. Its purpose would be to continue the existence of the lake. Opponents of a rebuilding plan want to see a removal so the area can be restored to the stream that formed Lake Bella Vista. In the first of a two-part story, Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek brings us up to date.
Little Sugar Creek flows through the open gates at Lake Bella Vista Dam, even though there are still some fallen trees and debris piled up against it from flooding. The creek meanders north to Pineville, Missouri, where it joins Big Sugar Creek, and the two meet to form the Elk River. In Bentonville, the dam gates have been open for nearly 2 years after the dam was topped by flooding in December 2015. That means the lake has been drained since then, too. The dam was also topped by flooding in 2013, 2011, and 2008. That's the year the Association of State Dam Safety Officials declared the dam was failed. Travis Matlock, Bentonville's engineering director, explained what happened to a discussion group that gathered in the community room at Bentonville Police Department last week.
There was a big chunk of the north side of the dam that washed out of it, had some underwash that came out, some side stuff that happened also. The FEMA reps that were in town said, hey, you know, that is a public park structure. It is available for funds. So if you, we'll send our adjuster out, we take a look at it and everything. It could be available for, because it was damaged during the FEMA declared disaster, we could use the funds available to help rebuild it.
Matlock says the flooding in 2011 made the damage worse. So once again, the city turned to the Federal Emergency Management Agency to apply for funds to rebuild the dam. And in 2017, they are still working under that decree from 6 years ago. The Bentonville City Council voted in December 2016 to finalize a plan to rebuild the dam. But in March of this year, a nationwide permit from the U.S. Corps of Engineers that is required to get the $2.7 million from FEMA expired, which means the work couldn't proceed. Here's Matlock again.
Based on my conversations with the consultant who had prepared the plans and who does this all over the nation, they're a firm who specializes in environmental, dam reconstruction, dam building, all this type of stuff all over the nation. There was a line in the permit that says you must be underway by X date. Well, we had plans, we had specs, we were ready to go. Their interpretation of everything was that we were underway and ready to go. Corps of Engineers came back and said, no, you needed to have bids in hand and a contract executed.
Since it's too late to apply for another nationwide permit, Matlock says the city will have to apply for an individual permit, which requires meeting a separate set of stipulations that include public comment periods. The letter from the U.S. Corps of Engineers notifying the city of the expiration also points to another reason the city may have to apply for an individual permit. It states the Corps understands the original plans for replacing the dam have changed and now include Obermeyer gates, which is a type of dam gate that may be incorporated into the design to produce adjustable whitewater features downstream from the lake. That kind of project requires an individual permit, the Corps writes. In their lawsuit against the U.S. Corps of Engineers and FEMA, which Friends of Little Sugar Creek filed in December 2016, the group also stated the plan the city submitted to the Corps is different from a plan that had been discussed in emails between the city and its engineers. The plan discussed in the emails includes gates to allow for the development of a downstream water park. Greg Van Horn, who is a member of the nonprofit, which is advocating for the removal of the dam, says the group obtained the emails through a Freedom of Information Act request. The emails show communications between the city, city engineers, a whitewater design group, and the Walton Family Foundation about building a whitewater park on Little Sugar Creek. They specifically mention Obermeyer gates, which are manufactured by Obermeyer Hydro. According to their website, the company manufactures products to create whitewater features. The products include an adjustable gate system that provides water level and flow regulation. A letter from the U.S. Corps of Engineers indicates the permit for an application that didn't mention gates for a white water park was granted in December 2016. An email from March 2016 shows a representative of the city of Bentonville had mentioned a future white water park to the Corps of Engineers, which insisted that type of project would require an individual permit, not a nationwide permit like the one issued later that year in December. The emails show discussions between the city, city engineers, a Whitewater design group, and the Walton Family Foundation about the Whitewater Park continued through September 2016 and included preliminary proposals with drawings. This brings us to the discussion group on Thursday that included several representatives from Friends of Little Sugar Creek, including Greg Van Horn.
And we just think that this is an opportunity, this failed dam is an opportunity for us to consider the less expensive, more environmentally friendly option of restoring the creek and turning this into a park with a free-flowing stream.
The city had not considered options other than rebuilding the dam until about April, after the U.S. Corps of Engineers permit had expired. At about the same time, Friends of Little Sugar Creek dismissed its lawsuit against the Corps of Engineers and FEMA to stop the rebuilding of the dam because of that expiration. Ron Miller with the nonprofit says if the city goes through with rebuilding, it won't be the last time it has to be done. According to experts, most dams have lifespans of about 50 years.
We'll have to rebuild the dam eventually. It's a man-made structure. It's going to crumble at some point. So do we want to put that on our kids and grandkids to make a similar decision later on?
The existing dam is now more than 100 years old after it was built in 1915 to create a resort and vacation community called Bella Vista. The other options presented by the city of Bentonville include removing the dam and restoring Little Sugar Creek into kind of hybrid that involves removing the dam and creating a much smaller lake that breaks away from the stream. One of the sticking points during Thursday's discussion was a conveyance agreement that was signed in 2005 between the Bentonville-Bella Vista Trailblazers Association and the city of Bentonville. After 1915, the land that includes Lake Bella Vista changed hands several times until it came into the possession of the Cooper family of Cooper Communities. From the 1960s to now, Cooper Communities has sold more than 30,000 plots of land in Bella Vista. The Coopers donated Lake Bella Vista and the surrounding park to the Trailblazers in 2000 to jumpstart trail development in Bentonville. The Trailblazers have since morphed into the organization called Northwest Arkansas Trailblazers. In 2005, the Trailblazers gifted the property to the city of Bentonville. The conveyance agreement states the grantee, in this case the city, shall maintain the dam and replace or repair it in the event of damage or destruction. Kent Berger is the senior vice president and chief financial officer at Cooper Communities, who was also involved in the creation of Trailblazers. He spoke at Thursday's discussion meeting.
I represent Cooper, but this is a, ultimately it's a matter with the family and what the family's intent, concern is over, how the lake is maintained.
No one from the Cooper family was present at the meeting, but Berger says there was never any thought the lake would ever go away.
And, Cooper never, and certainly Trailblazers never, intended for ownership of that park to be a burden to the city. But I will say there was never a thought within Trailblazers, at least as long as I was involved, within Cooper, that the lake would go away. There was a number of reasons for wanting to maintain the lake. I may not even know all of them. I understand some of them. But part of it is that the community at large, going back many decades, has enjoyed that amenity.
There is disagreement between Cooper Communities and some members of the City Council and Friends of Little Sugar Creek about whether the conveyance agreement is binding. The former parties say it is, and the latter party says it's not. We also spoke with Terry Coberly, who was mayor in July 2005 when the agreement was signed. She says the signature looks like hers, but she doesn't remember signing the document. Coberly also says there's no indication the agreement was ever witnessed or notarized by the city clerk, which means the document is invalid. The former mayor called the dam a black hole that will need constant financing for repairs and cleanup because of flooding. Coberly wasn't present at Thursday's meeting either. Some of those who were said they'd like her input. There is a transfer deed for the land that was recorded with the Benton County Circuit Clerk in November 2006. The deed, though, doesn't specify the grantee has to maintain the dam. It does stipulate the grantee may only use the property for passive recreational activities like hiking, biking, and fishing. In response to Kent Berger and Cooper Properties, Ron Miller with Friends of Little Sugar Creek says there needs to be a stronger argument for keeping the lake.
The intent was to keep a lake there for what? For what reason? For the citizens to enjoy, essentially, right? For the enjoyment of the citizens, fishing, kayaking, whatever other waterborne activities could take place on that. Do you need a lake to accomplish that? It's another question.
The other question that was brought up is what's best for the environment. The answer is clear to Adam Schaefer, who is a member of Friends of Little Sugar Creek and the president of the Arkansas Audubon Society, which supports removing the dam.
We still have a lot of misconceptions to work through. The idea that this has no ecological impact, that some people still agree with that, is a little ridiculous. Obviously, a dam's going to obstruct the flow of a free-flowing creek.
And on tomorrow's edition of Ozarks at Large, we'll have part two of this story. We'll speak with the River Restoration Director at American Rivers, a national organization that supports dam removal, about the environmental impacts of dams and the dozens of successful dam removals the organization has helped execute across Pennsylvania. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzanna Sitek.
And part two of Zuzanna's report will be heard on tomorrow's Ozarks at Large.